Well, hello there, folks, on Audio Boom. It's been a little bit of a while, but, anyways, I thought I would come on and post an update on here. I actually don't even know the last time I posted, or about what I posted anyway. Oh, doesn't matter. today, in particular, in some provinces, it is a holiday that was started a few years ago called Family Day. But essentially, for many, it is a long weekend. So we decided to take advantage of it. A couple of months prior, one day my brother phoned me up and said, "Eric, do you have any plans for Saturday, February 18th? And I said, "No, I don't." And he's like, "Well, good, now you do." And I'm like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "Yeah, well, I managed to buy some hockey tickets." And I was like, "Oh, you know." And so he said that my dad and his girlfriend and my aunt and uncle were coming down, and so it was going to be the six of us. So me, Robert, my dad, his girlfriend, my aunt and uncle. Robert's girlfriend, she's not a hockey fan like we are, but she enjoys baseball a little more, because I think that baseball is a little bit more relaxed and there's a lot less complications. Hockey's very complicated for a number of reasons, which I won't get onto on here anyway. It's just different. They're two different, completely different sports, and I find that baseball is more complicated than hockey, but again, I won't bore you guys to death with sports stuff. Mind you, I'm not a huge sports fanatic, but I think that when you have something explained to you in such a way, then you'll understand it more, which is my case for hockey. I mean, like, for me, it's simple. You know, you put the puck in the net and it equals one point. You know what I mean? But anyways, so this Friday, after I finished work, I took the bus downtown, and then I got on the other bus, and the other bus took me right to Toronto, where my brother was, and he finished work, and he got to Union Station, and he waited about 5 minutes for me, and then I showed up. And so we went home, and his girlfriend cooked us some type of beef noodle stir fry type thing. It was awesome. It was really good. And so the two of them were like, "Well, what do you guys want to do?" And I was just like, "Well, there's a CD store here in Canada going into, well, they've gone into receivership, and so they have to close all of their stores." And for those of you living in Canada, the store is called HMV. It's a CD store that I've loved very, very much. I've bought many of my CDs there. Many, many, many of them. There was another store that used to operate in Toronto called Sam the Record Man. And oh, it was amazing. It was such a cool store. But then they closed, and yeah. Anyways, it was awesome. But anyways, that's what we did. We went there, and so my brother was going through the list of CDs, and I was just like, this might not be interesting, but this might. And so I ended up buying 2 discs. But anyways, I wanted to do, my favorite thing was to pick the brain of the clerk at the store and go, do you have any of this recording? Do you have any of that recording? Do you have any of this composer, that composer? And it was a little bit of a, what I like to call a lunch bag letdown, because, you know, I had gone there so many times, and the people seemed to have known what they were talking about back then, and oh, you know, listen to this recording and listen to that recording. And I'd be like, yeah, yeah, this conductor did this and this conductor did that. And anyways, yeah, this guy, he's like, well, let me look in the computer. So we get to the computer and I was like, do you have this composer? Do you have that composer? And the guy was like, how do you spell that? And I just stood there and thought, really? You work here. You're supposed to know how to spell things. But anyway, yeah. And so Saturday, my dad and his girlfriend and my aunt and uncle came here. Well, not here, but to my brother's place. And we chilled out and had drinks. And then my brother's girlfriend cooked us an Asian hot pot, as it were. It's like a fondue type thing, if you know what a fondue is. Anyways, sorry, I sound a little bit congested. I don't know where I got this, but this person's gonna die. figuratively speaking, I don't want to physically kill them with my own 2 hands, although sometimes I wish I could, but hey. Anyway, the hot pot was absolutely amazing. There was this whole bunch of vegetables in it and different sauces, and you just like go in and you pick what you want and you put on your plate and you eat it. And then when you want more, you just go back in and you pick what you want and you eat it. Anyway, yeah. So the game was awesome. Well, it was awesome to be there, but unfortunately, it didn't go as well as we'd planned. But my aunt was happy, because my aunt doesn't cheer for our team. She cheers for another team. But yeah. Then we went for drinks after the after the game, and then we went back to the apartment. And yesterday, we had pancakes for breakfast, and then we sent the family on their way. And then I came home last night. And today's just been chill. So yeah, that's been my weekend in a nutshell. Yeah. So that's just about it for now, and I think I'm running out of time. So I will blabber later, I guess, as it were. All right, take care.